I am Frau Blücher.
Carol and the Cowboy, which is the next movie that is coming out next week.
CC Rider. Carol and the Cowboy, CC Rider.
Lou, the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl will still be played, albeit in a unique style format. The game will be played on Madden NFL 21, as some of the best players in the league will be facing each other virtually with the roster selected in December. Lou, can we put you in the stands as a virtual player?
No. Somebody mentioned that yesterday. And I still can't freaking believe it.
We're going to watch a bunch of dudes.
I think they should have it, the original electric football games where you had it with a little foam ball that you put on and you fling the cross.
That would be a great halftime show, Lou. The player would just spin it around in a circle, you know, the magnet would be broken.
You got to cut the power off for the pass. Oh, yeah.
Now, with the pass, you had to hit the...
You had to hit him, but you had to fling it.
And you brought in a special player. He had a lever.
The quarterback had a little scoop arm, and it went back and forth.
Were there any rules to that game? I could never figure
it. It was the precursor to the Dickman. There were no rules.
No rules.
Just right.
If anybody knows the rules for electric football, please send it to Lou Dickman at fuckyou.com. All right.
Circa 67, 68.
The Super Bowl matchups, Lou. Brady finds a way, and what happened to Buffalo?
I don't know what happened to Buffalo. They shuffled.
They shuffled
back
up.
To Buffalo.
Shuffled back to Buffalo. That's good, Lou.
Yes, they did.
Now, what did you think of the field goal decision? Did you immediately knew they lost at that point?
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are they doing? There's only 3 minutes left. You're giving the ball back to Brady.
Oh, yeah, field goal thing. Oh, God, yeah, I don't understand that either. But hey, what the heck?
I think everybody in northern Wisconsin doesn't either. All right. So for a prediction for the 2021 season, where will Aaron Rodgers end up? And would you like him quarterbacking the Bears or the Giants?
No. No.
Where is he going to end up then?
He'll stay in Green Bay.
Oh, there you go, Lou.
Where's he going to go?
The Bears.
Do we have an announcement for when the award ceremonies will be, now that the bar is cleanly open?
It's open. I wouldn't put cleanly in there. Well, we can have more than 11 people in the bar.
There you go.
We're going to be doing it Facebook Live.
Yeah, we can do it that way.
Yeah.
We
so
can do
it that chili, way. Have your party, and we'll tune in at from 1:10 to 1:13.
We will do them quickly, folks.
Yes.
We will do them quickly.
We can be on our way.
From the ultimate Swami to the Dickman of the Dickman, not more than 3 minutes. All right.
If anybody's up for a 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm up for it.
There you go. Lou never sleeps, just like Rust. He never sleeps. Lou Cloris Leachman is dead.
Yes, she is.
Now you thought she was in Caligula. So how many times have you seen the film Caligula?
I haven't seen it once.
Oh, come on. You knew that Cloris Leachman was in it.
I'm just a big Cloris Leachman fan.
She wasn't in Caligula. That was Helen Mirren. How can you mix up Corliss Leachin for Helen Mirren? I don't know. Can you imagine the future Oscar winner playing the Queen was in Caligula, a pornography movie, Lou?
What was that? I was.
She was in Caligula, and it was a porno movie.
No, it was on TV.
No, it's never been on TV. What Caligula are you thinking of? Like, you're thinking of I, Claudius, Lou.
I, Claudius? With Marlon Brando?
No. It was with Peter Ustinov. When's the last time you talked about Peter Ustinov? All right.
Not since the Bogey movie, We're No Angels.
That's a great one. That's one of my favorite Christmas movies, Lou.
Not Die Hard?
Not Die Hard. We'll never forget our 8-page Die Hard, will we? Are you ready, Cowboy? Your power rankings of the week.
Oh, here it is.
Corliss Leachman rolls.
Oh. I already know what number one is.
Number one, Phyllis. Number two, her Oscar-winning role in The Last Picture Show. Yeah. Number three, Fla Blücher.
Yeah.
In Young Frankenstein. Number four, Wonder Woman's mother in the Linda Carter series. And five, Nurse Diesel in High Anxiety. Lou,
yes.
You're number five.
No Jane Pittman?
She was. That's...
See, there's the curveball. You know,
oh, come on, the old lady walking down the sidewalk after she got the drink of water.
Not Corliss Leachman. When I come in with Cicely Tyson, top five, you can name Jane Pittman.
Okay.
I bet that's unwatchable today, by the way. Okay.
Okay, the...
Number five.
They don't have water fountains because of COVID.
There you go, Lou.
There's plastic over it.
There you go, Lou.
There we go. The movie I never saw, Last Picture Show.
Oh, you got to see that,
never
Lou.
Saw
number
it.
Five, her Oscar-winning that. Performance in The Last Picture Show. Number four.
Number four.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
Phyllis.
Yes.
Classic character of the 70s. Number three, Lou. Three.
What was after Frau Brewer?
Wonder Woman's mother in the Linda Carter series. And finally, which of the two Corliss Leachman roles left is number one?
What was the first one?
You've got Frau Blücher. And Nurse Diesel in High Anxiety. Those are the ones you have left.
Okay, Nurse Diesel.
Oh, that's an upset. Ladies and gentlemen, Frau Blücher. We got to do that four times. That was pretty good.
Be careful. These steps are tricky at night. And she's got the unlit candles going up the stairs.
He was my boyfriend. Then the painting smiles.
And then a warm milk, perhaps.
Which character is that?
That's Frau Blücher. Five times. Lou, your question of the week. Lou, this is a kind of a bring down from this episode, but what war of the 20th century affects us most and how we are today, Lou? Which war of the 20th century affects how we are today? Carol, you like that question.
Vietnam.
I would concur with that, Lou. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your stretch rays out.
Or Nicaragua, I don't know. Hey, have an outstanding week and go!
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Avatar Service. When you need to look like Lou, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago, now open. Tell him Lou Avatar's you!